welcome to Thrifty Cast. This is Eric.
And this is Kathleen.
And this is Thrifty Cast. Did I say that already?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I said it twice.
It's very Thrifty Cast.
Yeah. Yep.
But what episode is it?
It is episode 119, as I've been told.
You have been told.
And this is another Things We Love, and Kathleen, this is yours, so as per usual, I'm going in blind.
They'll know by the time, you know.
Well, yeah. We always put it in the title. So, how have things been going?
Good. Things are good. I'm really anxious for spring. We had this really nice weather around Easter. Like, it was 83 degrees that week.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, it has been crappy and cold. And I did that thing where you buy your plants too early for the Midwest, even though you know better.
Mm-hmm.
So they're fine. I mean, we didn't have a freeze after I bought them, but I bought them too early. So I've been just sort of anxiously watching them to make sure they don't freeze. And bemoaning the fact that it was 83 degrees at the beginning of April, and that it's been like 40.
Last time I was at Aldi, they just had rose bushes, and I was like, why not? So I grabbed a rose bush, so that's ready to go in the ground. The place down the road where we normally get our plants, that like family greenhouse, is closed again this year.
It's sad.
It's hard. Like, the guy at that house, and I don't know exactly, like, I've just heard sort of glimmers of what happened, but apparently their propane tank blew up. The guy had to be airlifted to Madison, which is about an hour and 15 minutes, hour and 20 minutes, but it's like a thing because we're so rural and removed from everything that if you want, like, a really good trauma center, you're going to go by helicopter, right?
Yeah.
So, and this is a couple years ago, I'm realizing this is making me feel really connected to the community because I also heard that their battle with the insurance company was kind of a nightmare. But they had this awesome greenhouse, and apparently with the related health issues that they've got, they just weren't able to open the greenhouse. And they have such nice stuff when they're open.
They really do. Plus, you're buying community, right? You're buying directly from the people who grow it.
Yeah, who are...
Which is really nice.
Oh, yeah. And incredibly nice people. And, you know, it feels really good to support them. And everything is so good and so cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're growing it here, you know it's going to do well here, right?
Yeah.
It's literally 2 miles down the road. So I'm a little bit bummed out that we're not going to be able to get our plants there. Plant-wise, I don't know what to do. And you're absolutely right. We're at the part of spring. Spring being my favorite season, but there's this spell that you go through where it's muddy and there are ticks everywhere.
By you, yes.
Yeah, by me, not you. But the mud is pretty universal.
Yes, absolutely.
It's hard. It's like it's so rough before it gets good, but when it gets good, it gets so good.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm really enjoying, you know, the trees are getting all leafy, and that's great. I just, we had this week where I was sort of, I hate to say it, but I was complaining that it was 83, because I was like, we're spring, it's July weather right now.
Right.
This is not cool. And then it was 40. It's been 40 in 50s, but, you know, 40s and 50s now for weeks, mostly 40s. So it was sort of a jarring week there, and then it's been really chilly. But I did finish all, like, my porch is done. I do my front porch, so that's all done, which is nice. So I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm planting.
For sure.
So that's what I've been.
I have been, you know, I'm like on TikTok all the time now. Like, I love TikTok. The account that I'm using for it, like, I can't even help myself. I keep going on these, like, I'll hear about something political and I'll keep going on this political diatribe. It's so much more, in spite of the name. It's like a little more politics than thrifting now, which I'm feeling really bad about. I'm just a warning, when we mention the name, there's political content on there, and if that's something you want to steer clear of, you know, no harm, no foul. But just be warned that in addition to, you know, thrifting finds and stuff like that, it's me venting about the political climate. Not helpful.
And I'm in agreement with Eric's politics, but I have nothing to do with TikTok, so.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
And I have become a freakishly huge fan. I'm getting really good recipes off of there, weirdly enough.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway. What would you say your find of the week is?
Well, I've gone thrifting twice. One time I bought nothing. That was today. And one time I bought one thing for myself and 20 books for volunteering. So I'm going to go with the one thing I bought for myself. That's going to be my find of the week. It's actually a really nice vase. I got a nice cream USA marked vase. I have no idea who made it. It's a very generic kind of looking vase. I couldn't even date it because it's so generic. But it was very nice. It was $2.70. The price was right. Decent shape. It is heavy as all get out. That thing, carrying it around, it was really, really jarringly heavy.
Wow.
But I was excited because it's a place that I don't always find vases. So that was nice. I'll take a picture of it. And the 20 books that I found for volunteering, it was their book sale day. And I put them on the counter. I said, I have 20 books. And I think the young woman who was ringing me up didn't really understand the book sale because she only charged me $1.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's supposed to be 10 for $1. So not only did I get like the book sale, I got the special mega, I don't know how to charge you book sale price. So 20 books for $1 is quite a deal.
Well, in the ethical dilemma of like, I see what you're doing here, and do I say something or do I let it go?
There was actually no ethical dilemma because she rang me up and there was a long, very long line.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time I got up there and she was only taking cards, so she was like, card? I was like, okay, I was going to pay for it with cash, but whatever. So I paid for it. It was like cramming all these 20 books in my little bag because I didn't want to pay for a bag. And she was ringing up the person behind me. So it didn't even occur to me how little I paid. So I get in the car. I didn't even notice. I get in the car and I'm like, wait a minute. That was only like, something's not right. Was the vase less than I thought it was? Like, no, the vase was, I looked at my receipt. And that's when I saw that she undercharged me for the books. So I wasn't aware of it.
Yeah.
I probably would have said, just because I would have been like, oh no, books are 10 for $1. Like, that's such a good deal in and of itself.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't even notice until I got to the car.
Yeah. And to go back in is actually like...
I was not doing that.
Especially,
not with the line. They had.
Oh, yeah. Long lines. And it's just sort of like with the reason they have those sales is like we want to get rid of a ton of books all at once.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, you're welcome.
Yeah. Well, it's not the same store, but that's the place where when I had less than 10 books, I had to climb 3 flights of stairs to get more books. They would not let me pay the price. Yeah. I was not pleased. Now I take too many books just in case I undercount count wrong, because I'm never climbing all those flights of stairs again.
And those stairs, we've talked about this before, but those stairs, they're not easy stairs. They're a little bit treacherous.
No, I know. I couldn't believe it. She was like, she was really apologetic about it, but because it is to clear out books, they get in trouble. The cashiers get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
If they charge you, you know, they have to charge you the regular price for books.
Yep.
If you don't take the books.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have learned at the 3-story one to overtake on books if I have to.
Well, since I'm trying to remember if I've said this on here or not, but basically the woman who owns the antique mall is moving to a different location. We're not moving with her, so we basically have to clear out the booth sometime over the next 4 months. And there's going to be a sale in there where everything's really, like, prices are really slashed, which is fine. You know, just so long as we don't have a lot of stuff to carry. So last weekend, we went to the booth. Some of my finds of the week are things that I shopped in my own booth. I got a green vase for you that I think you'll like. I don't know if you've seen it. But I was trying to figure out kind of what you would like. I actually texted you or called you to see if we could do like a video chat so I could sort of walk you through it. But I wasn't able to reach you that day, so I just picked up.
Yes, and then I called you back.
Did you?
And you didn't answer.
Oh, okay. Didn't notice my phone ring. There was a lot of carrying of things, too. So that was nice. There are some things where I was like kind of on the fence, and you know, it's just, I don't know. So there's a few things I'm holding on to. I ended up getting all the uranium glass out, to hold on to. My actual finding, my thrift find of the week that's actually at a thrift store. I went to, this is not a great find of the week. It's just kind of what my only one. I went and they to the Reedsburg thing, thrift store, which I always go to on Wednesdays, and they had a bunch of new cups without saucers, Fiesta.
Ah.
And they were in nice colors, and at some point I had thrifted a stack of saucers. So I have these new cups, and I know I have saucers somewhere, and of course now I can't find the saucers because hoarder. So there's that. I also would like to introduce, if it's okay with you, a new concept here, which is the thrifting anti-find of the week.
Oh, okay.
Which is the things you pass up at thrift stores consistently.
Okay.
Because you don't like them. Give me
your example.
Okay. This is my anti-find of the week. I'm really tired of seeing books that are tie-ins to either movies or TV shows and so have horribly ugly covers. That's my anti-find of the week. I feel like when I've looked in book sections lately, I've just been kind of assaulted with those. And it's just such a stupid, sort of shallow aesthetic thing. And if I really wanted to, like, read a book, if I really wanted it, I would go ahead and get it, but probably not. I would probably wait until I can find a better cover, because they're just so ugly usually.
Yeah, I do understand that.
Yep.
I get that. I don't know that I have one of those. I know that I've definitely had that happen when I've been thrifting. I think because I wasn't sort of thrifting with that idea in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have that right now, but I will definitely. I'm planning on going out tomorrow morning for my Thursday morning thrift.
Yeah.
I will thrift with that. Yep. An eye to your new feature.
It's sort of a close cousin to the invasive species.
Yeah,
it's that like stuff that you're seeing a lot of at thrift stores and just that take up a lot of space or just are disappointing to run into.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to do one, can I do another one?
Sure.
This is a weird thing, but I was realizing when I was at the thrift store, I have never bought and probably will never buy, like, throw pillows at a thrift store.
Me either.
I'm not sure why that is. Like, why I'm so kind of
grossed out?
Well, repulsed is a word I was going to use, which feels a little bit strong, but I don't know. I mean, it's weird. Like, I'll buy bedding and I'll clean it and that kind of stuff, but there's just, whenever I see, like, throw pillows, I just go to bed bugs, which is so weird because I don't do that with anything else.
Yeah, no, I definitely get that. I think it's the idea that, like, somebody's head has been all over it.
You know, I think that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, that's part of it. I think there's also, like, there's one thrift store I go to where there's so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something about, like, just the sheer number. I think also for me, remember I had that throw pillow problem for a while where I bought so many.
It was the 90s, I think, right?
Couches were covered in throw pillows.
Yeah. Dark times.
You had to move so many pillows out of the way to sit down. And these were like TJ Maxx, Marshalls. I think I went real hard on TJ Maxx and Marshalls. Mm-hmm. And I just, like, I don't know. I think I kind of scared myself with how many I kept buying. So now I keep it to a very tasteful, I don't know, maybe 3 on each couch.
Mm-hmm.
I think. And that's a lot, really, when you think about it. But they're not very big, so you put a couple of them together. They make a good, you know, 2 or 3 of them together make a good cushion, because my couch arms are pretty firm and pokey. They're not soft.
I mean, I always feel like the cushions you have on your couch have utility, right? Like,
yeah, you need them.
It makes it a lot more comfortable. It really does. Arms up.
Ouch.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did. I scared myself for a while with my throw pillow problem. But that is true. I would not buy a throw pillow.
Yeah. Some people, it's meth for you.
Yes. Yeah, they needed to be like IDing me at TJ Maxx and Marshalls in the 90s because they were bad times.
So in retrospect, given that you got them at sort of like primary retail outlets, or maybe secondary, I don't know what the hell you would call TJ Maxx, but when you were done with them, when you're like, this has gotten out of control, did you donate them somewhere?
I did.
Okay, so that's...
I contributed to the thrift store throw pillow problem.
So that's how that happens. I understand now.
And who knows? Maybe they had to throw them away because they were like, ugh, these don't sell.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what they did. In one or two cases, actually, I kept the pillows and recovered them. The pillows that I have that are covered now in Crazy Quilt.
Yep.
I kept the pillow forms. Those are old, you know, throw pillows, and I made covers out of the Crazy Quilts.
When you say pillow forms, are they actual pillow forms, or are they full-on pillows that you just put a cover over?
I took the covers off and donated them and made covers out of Crazy Quilt.
And it's interesting, you know, I wouldn't, if I just saw covers of throw pillows, mm-hmm. I might very well buy those. There's something about that that feels cleaner and makes more sense.
Yeah.
I just never see that. And I mean, yeah. I don't really look for it, but...
They do have them hanging up in the linens. I mean, okay. I see them.
Yeah, just because I'm not looking for them, I'm probably, like, pillow mm-hmm. cover blind.
Yeah.
You know, out of sight, out of mind. Wait, no, that's out of mind, out of sight, I guess it would
sight.
Be. Yeah. So the thing you love is, drum roll.
The thing I love, tablecloths.
Oh, of course, yep.
Of linens. So, tablecloths. And I'm thinking of a pretty specific kind of tablecloth. I'm thinking of your 100% cotton... kind of created in the late 30s, early 40s, with a design around the edges that's floral or vegetable or estate or kind of a novelty pattern. Up until then, your tablecloths were linen, lace, crochet, embroidered, probably other things. But it was around that time that these more novelty tablecloths came along, and they're just charming as all get out.
Right.
They were easy to wash, and they were pretty inexpensive, so people could have a lot of them. You could have them for holidays. You could have them for bridge night. There's a lot that you'll see for cards. You'll see them, like I said, for holidays. I was reading online that there are patriotic ones, which I have never in my life seen, but someday I'll see one. There are tons of different states. There are, like I said, fruits and vegetables, flowers. There's ones that are sized for card tables when you were having people over in the backyard and you were having a picnic or a barbecue. But they are really adorable. And because they were 100% cotton, they were pretty easy to clean, which is very important for a tablecloth. I hope you're able to envision this. I'm going to take pictures of the ones that I have. But they range in size, usually square or rectangle. But there are some round ones. Those are, or oval. Those are more rare. But they are really cheery. They conjure up the image of the 40s, 50s, and into the 60s kind of kitchen that you think of when you think of bright and cheery, chipper kind of kitchens. Tablecloths, obviously, you use them for tablecloths, but they also are big, flat, expansive fabric. And we've already talked about how much we like fabric. So if you find them and they're in decent shape, you can also use them for whatever you use fabric for. You can make them into things like curtains, which would look great in a kitchen. Curtains, you can make them into bags. I have seen, I was kind of Googling before we recorded, adorable kids' clothes made out of... especially because, you know, tablecloths are only so big. So, some really adorable kids' clothes. I saw somebody make just an adorable, like, circle skirt out of a tablecloth, which I just now want one so badly. The instructions were on Instructables, if you know Instructables. I use one of my Christmas tablecloths as a tree skirt. And I didn't make it into a tree skirt. I didn't cut it. I didn't sew it. I just loosely wrap it around the base of my tree. That way, if I do want to use it as a tablecloth, I still can. But it makes a really cute tree skirt. It's just bright and cheery. And yeah, you can do that. So there are a lot of things. You can also just fold them up and stack them in a cabinet, on a counter. Some people use like an old ladder to display quilts. You can do the same thing with tablecloths. They really are bright and happy, and they just bring a lot of, I don't know, joy and cheer to a kitchen or a dining space. I feel like I just talked a lot, Eric. Do you have any questions for me about tablecloths?
Well, they're awesome. First of all,
I agree.
Really good choice. With the novelty ones, and like I'm aware of this only because of you, but can you talk about tablecloths and tie-ins with other products? Fiesta.
Yeah, there's not like a formal tie-in that I know of. But there are certainly tablecloths that were made in colors that are complementary to Fiesta.
Because I feel like I've seen one with the dancing lady on it. I mean, like, dangerously close.
Well, there might be. I mean, they might make them now.
Oh, okay.
Fiesta makes every darn thing now.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And maybe what I was seeing was more of like a in the style of or kind of repro. But yeah. Upstairs, I have an autumn leaf tablecloth that is such a, you know, that hall jewel tea autumn leaf pattern. It has the autumn leaf pattern around it, which I love that tablecloth. One thing that I also love about tablecloth is depending on the era in which you get it, a lot of them had sort of more earth-tony ones, the ones that came later. But for the most part, they are these really bright, festive, kind of saturated primary and secondary colors. Upstairs, I have a big table. It seats about 10. So the great thing is, because they just by their nature, they sort of coordinate with each other. You know, we have a tablecloth that we put down, and then we'll just throw 3, 4, 5 of those just all over the table, and they all just automatically go together.
Yeah, I was also thinking, if you have really big tables, sometimes you don't, you know, you can't find one that's big enough. You can do a solid color tablecloth, and you can do a couple, like, on different angles.
Yep.
You can do kind of, like, diagonal, and that can look really cute. I have one that somebody made into, like, they cut it up, and they made it into a runner with, like, a mix of another tablecloth. Because the thing about tablecloths, of course, is they get used,
yeah,
and they get stained. So we're going to talk a little bit about cleaning and stain removal. But you have to decide when you're thrifting, like, what you're willing to accept. You know, do you mind a few gravy stains? Do you mind a hole? Do you mind maybe a scorch mark from ironing? Because they were 100% cotton, they needed to be ironed if you wanted them to look really crisp on your table. Like, what are you okay with? If the price is right, I'm okay with a lot. You can also cut them up and make them into dish towels if they're really badly damaged, like we're talking about curtains or valances. I mean, depending what you're going to do with it, you might be fine with some damage. You might be fine putting, like, a platter on top of a stain and just knowing that you're going to cover it up and not care. I mean, that tablecloth was loved and was probably on somebody's, you know, dining room table for some really fun meals. And those stains are part of that. So you got to decide what you're willing to deal with. I did read a little bit about stain removal. I don't do as much probably as I should. I will look and sometimes, depending on the price, because they are like everything else, you know, they've gone up in price when you're thrifting. Not as cheap as they used to be, blah, blah, blah. The first kind of recommendation about doing some stain removal is just to soak them in really warm water. In a bit, like, don't even put any soap in. Just in a bucket where you've got some room to move them around. Soak it in warm water. And when the water gets dirty, like, change it out. This, I was reading a recommendation from a group of people who collect tablecloths. And the second recommendation is that if it's 100% cotton and you're comfortable with it, you can try oxy, you know, the oxy, not a direct application on stains, but like some oxy in the water. And again, just some swishing, you know, some kind of mild agitation. Anytime, this is my recommendation, anytime you're using a product that was created after the item was created, you're running a risk of damaging it.
Yeah.
So since oxy was not created when the tablecloth was created, you know, you're taking a risk that the color will stay steadfast and you'll get the stain out and the color won't come out. So that's up to you if you're comfortable with it. You know, if you spent $2 on a tablecloth, maybe you're comfortable with it. If you went to an antique store and spent $20, maybe you're not comfortable with it. You also can get some stains out just with sun. So you could wash something really well and then just lay it out in the sun or pin it up on a line, clothesline. I would do that with the print side down. You know, leave the other side, the wrong side up, and see if you can just get any benefit from the sun. Obviously, there's all kinds of stain removal products you could try. That's kind of at your own risk. But I would do those things first and see if you can get some of your stains out that way.
I mean, I also think it's worth pointing out that it is completely possible to find totally unstained, fairly pristine tablecloths at thrifts. At good prices.
Yeah. The last one I got was incredible. With cheap as all get out and perfect. This thing looks, I mean, I think because they were so inexpensive and it was like, oh, what do we get mom? What do we get grandma? Let's get her another tablecloth.
Yeah. You know?
It was like a tie or an apron. You know, it was one of those things like you bought it and people had too many of them, so they didn't always get used. They got put away in a drawer. So yes, you can absolutely find perfect ones. I know from working at the antique store that you also get some that are trashed. Sure. And they can have the most adorable patterns, but they can also look like, you know, look like they just got destroyed. So you got to decide what you're comfortable with. But they are a favorite of mine, so I'm going to take some pictures, maybe Eric will too, and we'll put them up on ThriftyCast on Facebook.
Yep. I actually, in one of the TikTok videos, one of my thrift hauls, I had a tablecloth they threw down, and it had the other stuff on it and showed the tablecloth. So, yeah, on TikTok you can get a sense of kind of what that looks like. Yeah, I'm kind of, it never occurred to me to make kitchen curtains out of them, but that would look incredible.
Yep. It's kind of a perfect thing.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Well, the weight is perfect. The fact that you can clean it so easily, the vibrant colors. You know, if you have at all like kind of a deco-y kitchen, or even like a more 50s linoleum top table, like it would just pull that together so well. Yeah, that'd be adorable. So yeah, that makes me, I don't know why I've never heard of or seen that till right now, but I'll take it.
Woo!
All right, everybody. Yeah, let's wrap up. So thank you for listening. If you would like to check out my problematically political TikTok, it is, Let's Go Thrifting. I keep wanting to call it Thrift With Me, which I probably should have named it. But it's Let's Go Thrifting 1970, which is the magnificent year I was born. Our Instagram, which, by the way, is exclusively things that just are weird or quirky that we know we're going to leave behind in virtually all cases. That is I Love Thrifting, I-L-U-V Thrifting. And finally, ThriftyCast on Facebook, of course.
All right. Thanks for listening.
All right. Thanks, everybody. See you soon.